past couple of days, you've been doing the sugya here on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara mentions the Machlokas Amoraim. What's the din of Shtei Kitei Edim Machisha Zu Azu? What happens if there are two Kitei Edim that contradict each other? Rav Huna says that the Kosha LeEdus Acheres. We throw out the Edus, this current Edus, because there's a Hakosha. So we can't accept the Edus for this court case, but the Kosha LeEdus Acheres. Rav Chista disagrees. He says, "Bahadi sani shakri lomali." We're not going to accept the edim in the future. Meaning, the machlokas is, let's say, Rashbam, the simple chat. The machlokas is whether these edim are sofek psulim. Are they viewed as edim psulim for an edus acheres? Rashbam explains that we can't use cheskas kashrus to be motzi mamon, so they're sofek psulim. That's the shaila. That's the shaila. Are they sofek psulim or they not? Are they considered psulim or not? Rav Chista says that they're considered psulim, that's why they can't testify for an edus acheres. Rav Huna says no. So the Gemara wants to connect this machlokas to our sugi. I mean, that's what we're here. We spent a lot of time getting the background, but really we're here to try to understand our sugi. What does our sugi say? That there's a conflict between two individuals on karka, zeh mishal avosai v'zeh mishal avosai. One brings edim for avos and shnei chazaka, and the other one only brings Edus on Shnei Chazak. The question is what to do in that case. Rav Nachman says that we accept the Edus, the Ovis, we accept this one extra piece of Edus that one of the Kitos says. We throw out, right, there's a Hakosha, so we can't accept the Edus on the Shnei Chazak, but one of the Kitos is saying Edus on the Ovis, so we accept that. And Rav says, no, Ha Edus Mukheshesi, it's an Edus Mukheshes, we have to throw out the whole thing. So the question is, what's going on? What, we throw out the whole thing, but it's not eskachesh b'avhosa. So what's the machlokas? The Gemara wants to say, you know, Rav Nachman might go like Rav Huna, and Rava might go like Rav Chista. Rav Nachman, who says that we accept the edus of others, so he assumes what? He assumes that they're not edim psulim. We throw out the edus that's mukhash, but that's only the edus of Shnei Chazaka, but since they're not edim psulim, we can accept them, le'edus acheres. So the Edus on the Ovis is like an Edus Acheres, so that we can accept. And Rava says, no, Bahari Sari Shakri Lomali, he views them as Edim Sulim. And therefore we can't accept them, even for the Edus, the Ovis, that there's no Akasha, we can't accept them Bechlo. Right? That's what the Gemara wants to assume in the Havim. And then in the Maskot, the Gemara says, no, maybe Rava can go Aliba de Rav Huna as well. Maybe he could also say that the Edim are not Edim Sulim. The real Kosha le Edus Acheres, right? But not for this Edus. And here we're not talking about Edus Acheres. The Edus of the Ovis is not viewed as an Edus Acheres. So that's why they're not going to be acceptable over here. That's why Rava throws the whole thing out. That's the shock of the tie of the Gemara. Question is, what's going on beneath the surface over here? That's the superficial understanding of it, just the Teichverte. But what's going on beneath the surface? So comes the Rashbam, and he explains in the Havamina as follows. What does Rava say? Rava says, Edus Mukheshes. Rava says the whole thing is an Edus Mukheshes. We can't accept the Edus on the Ovis because the Edus is Mukheshes by Shnei Chazaka. Ha Edus Mukheshes, he's up to Rashbam. Kevin Ahani Beis Kitos Makisha Zuazu. Achas Mehen Psula Lachol Edus Sheba Olam. The Achare Shein Levar Ezra Psula Tibota Leduson Legami. Up to Rashbam, what is Rava telling us? Edus Mukheshes. There must be an Edus Psula. One of the Kitos is Psula Bevadai. Right? One of these Kitos is Psula L'chaleidu Sheba'olam, but we just don't know which one. This is Zogd Rava, Tibot Leidus and Lagami. We have to throw out the Edus completely. Not just the Edus of Shnei Chazaka. Of course that's going to be thrown out. That's Mukhash, but even the Edus on the Ovis, we have to throw that out too. Because what? Because one of the Kitos has to be Pasul. One of the Kitos has to be Pasul. So if one of the Kitos is a Kat Psula, L'chol Edus Sheba'olam, so then we have to throw out the whole Edus. This is what Rava was saying in the Havamina. Rava ki Rav Chista in the Havamina. Rav Chista says, V'hadi sani shakri lomali, that one of the Kitos is a Vadai Kat Psula. So if the Kat is a Kat Psula, we can't accept their Edus Bechlal. We can't accept their Edus Bechlal, so we have to throw out the whole thing. That's what Rava is assuming in the Havamina. What does Rava say, L'fi the Maskana? Right? Before we get to the Maskana, Rav Nachman will say what? Rav Nachman responds what? The Davosa mi eskachesh, Edus shel avosa kayim hu, ve'akol modim bo. Rav Nachman says that Edus Davosa there's no hakhasha, so what could be the problem? But I don't understand. If they're edim psul, if one of the kitos is vaday psul, so how can we follow them? So that's what the Gemara says. Rav Nachman is k'Rav Huna. Rav Huna assumes that neither kat is a kat psula. We can't accept their edus for this din Torah because there's a hakhasha, right? So since there's a contradiction, we just can't accept it. But they're not psulim. It's not that they were psulim for this edus. It's that we just don't know which way to go, so we just throw the whole thing out. If there's our kasha, we can't judge based on this edus. But since they're not psulim, they're kasha la edus acheres, Rav Nachman says, so therefore they're kasha for the edus on the ovus, that's like an edus acheres. So what's the problem? They're not psulim. Rav Nachman and Rava basically seem to be assuming in the Havamina, lefi the Rashbam, what's the machlokas whether we accept the edus on the ovus or not? It's a machlokas whether we assume that shteki de edim, akisha zu azu, are they edim sulam? Are they not edim sulam? Are they viewed as edim sulam la edus acheres? If they're viewed as edim sulam la edus acheres, then they're psulim for the edus on the ovus. They're edim psulim. The problem is in the edim. The edim are psulim for the edus on the ovus. So that's why we throw out that edus as well, says Rav. Rav Nachman says, no, they're not edim psulim b'chlal. There's a hakasha, so we can't accept the edus. There's nothing we can do. We can't accept the edus with his hakasha. But since they're not edim psulim, they're neman for an edus acheres, that's why the edus on the ovus, they'll be neman for, because they're not edim psulim. The shaila is, are they edim psulim or not? Edim, that are machishim zuazu, the shtei kita edim, are they edim psulim or not edim psulim? That's the shaila in the Havamina. What's the maskon? So comes the Gemara turns around and says, no, Rava might go like Rav Huna, right? That Rava who pasul says edus mechashasi, who says that we can't accept the edus on the avos, maybe he goes aliba de Rav Huna. Rav Huna says la osa edus, they're still pasul, even if la edus acheres they're kosher, la osa edus they're pasul, and this is like la osa edus. Right? The maskana of the Gemara is what, that the Rava assumes this is like la osa edus, and even if Rav Huna will be machshir them la edus acheres, but la osa edus, he admits that they're quote unquote pasul. Right, he admit they're not really possible. Right, they're not really possible. But he admits that we can't accept them laosa edus somehow. Right, if it's an edus mekheshes, we can't accept them laosa edus. So this is like an osa edus. This is like osa edus. They're testifying about shnei chazak. They're testifying about ovis. It's about the karka. It's osa edus. So therefore, we're not going to be able to accept it. And the question is, what does that mean? If lefi the maskana we're assuming according to Rava the edim are not edim psulim, so what happened? Like what's the problem? If there's a hakchasha, so then of course we can't accept the edus. But if there's no hakchasha, so why does it matter that it's osa edus? But there's no hakchasha. La osa edus, you can't accept them because presumably since there's a hakchasha, it's sheki de edim akhisha zu azu. So if there's a contradiction, if there's a conflict between the two kitos, so then you can't accept the edus of either kat. Because there's a contradiction here. So we throw it out, right? Should we go like this one? Should we go like that one? So we can't go like either. But how can you say this magic? What, the edus on ovus is viewed as osa edus. Rav Huna admits that la osa edus, they're not accepted, so therefore, these edim mukhashim are not going to be accepted either. But why? Why? They're not accepted if there's a hakhashim, but there's no hakhashim by the ovus. There's no akhash on the edus of the other, so why can't we accept them? What's the maskana the Gemara saying? If Rava comes around to say that shtekite edim akhisha zuazu are not edim psulim, it's not that they're psulim, really they're kosher edus acheres. It's just that we can't accept the edus on which there's a hakhasha. So let's figure it out, right? The edus of shnei chazaka, there is a hakhasha, so that we're not going to explain. That we're not going to accept. The edus on the ovus, there's no edus that's makhish, this kat that's testifying about the ovus, so why can't we accept it? La osa edus, that's called osa edus. If there's no hakosh in the edus, what could be the problem? Stachapela. Once we assume that Rava doesn't need the edim to be edim psulim, right, so then how do we understand the sugya? If there's a hakhasha, so then we're not going to accept the edus. If there's no hakhasha, we should accept the edus. So why over here is there something different? Why do we say that the edus on the ovus we're not going to accept? So this is a question that the Rishonim address. It's a very important question. I mean, the words of the Gemara, I get, la osa edus, they're not acceptable. But why is this osa edus? If the key is not that the edim apsulim, but rather that if they're mukhashim, we're not going to accept the edus, so they're not mukhashim in the edus of the others. They're mukhashim in the edus of Shnei Chazaka, so what could be the problem? Tosus in Bava Kama, that I in Bezum and Bez, in the sugi of Eid Zomim, the earlier Tosfos. Tosfos asks this kasha. Tosfos asks another kasha as well. Before he gives an answer, he prefaces this with another kasha. He says, Taima, he quotes the whole Gemara, with Nachman, Rava, the whole Machlokas, and then he asks on Rava, the Hashtam, am I having Mukheshes, HaRava Islei Hocha Mikana Lahaba, when Ifsal, Rava holds Eid Zomim Mikana Lahaba, when Ifsal, Vistan the Meimar, Lidide, Achila Diskachish, Iskachish, Vahavhasad Loiskachish, Loiskachish. Rava says Eid Zomim is a Chiddishu. So if it's a Chiddish, so Taka, they should only be Mukhoshim Mikana Lahaba. So if they're Mukhoshim Le'inyan Shnei Chazaka, so that's what they're Mukhosh for. But the Eidos, the Ovis, they weren't Mukhosh and the Eidos, the Ovis, that shouldn't be a problem. If they're only Nifsal Mikana Lahaba, it shouldn't be a problem. That's the way he phrases the Kasha. He's basically saying, if the Eidim are not Eidim Psulim, they're not Eidim Psulim. It's just, if there's a Hakchosh and Eidus, we're not going to accept the Eidus, so then the Eidus, the Ovis, was after that. So what could be the problem? He says, Midi da hava shnayim eidim oso shagona v'tovach v'huzmu atvicha. V'huzmu atvicha. Let's say Eidim testify about someone that he stole a shor or seh. And then he was tvachu mechar. We know there's a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. Ki yignov yishar v'aseh tvachu mechar, chamisha boker yishan tachas hashar, v'abetzon tachas haseh. Normally, if someone steals, if he steals b'derach gzela, right, if he steals b'chazka, in public, right, he rips it out of the guy's hand, so he's chayef to pay. He's chayef to give back the gzela, heishav sak gzela asher gozla, he has to give back the cheftza shenigzal. And if the cheftza shenigzal is destroyed, then he has to pay tashlumen. Tashlumen in place of the cheftza. That's a din in gzela. But if he steals secretively, if he steals b'derach geneva, so then he's chayef to pay kefel. He's chayef to pay kefel. He has to give back the object, but he has to pay kefel too. He has to pay a second installment, second pay. That's kefel in general. He steal anything. Then mishorat chamorat sechayim shnayim mishalim. There's a chayef to pay kefel for any geneva. But the Torah adds, but if he steals a shor v'seh, he still only pays kefil. But if he steals a shor v'seh and then he does tficha or mechira, not tficha or mechira. It's not that he does tficha and mechira. But if he either shechs the shor v'seh or he sells the shor v'seh, so then the Torah has a new requirement, a new chiv, dalid v'hei, that above and beyond kefil, he's got to pay extra. He has to pay another two or another three. For a total of four, chamisha boker yishan tachas hashor, you pay five times for the shor, and arba tachas hasen, four times for the seh. The Torah is more lenient with the seh. Chazal talk about why it's more lenient by the seh as opposed to the shor, but that's the din. That's the din. So what happens in the following case? Let's say a person steals. There are edim. Edim come and testify that he did the maisa geneva. And then they come and testify that he did a maisa tficha mechir also. He's chayav dalet behe. Now the huzmu only on the tvicha and not on the geneva, right? Shnayim meidim also shagana v'tavach v'huzmu atvicha. They're only huzmu on the tvicha. So according to Rava, mikana lahaba hu nifsal. The edim zomim apostle only mikana lahaba. So therefore, they're huzmu on the tvicha, not on the geneva. They'll still be neman on the geneva to be mechayiv and kefil, right? They're not going to be neman on the tvicha, right? The huzma on the tvicha, but if they weren't huzma on the geneva, mikana lahaba hu nifsal, so they're still neman on the geneva, right? Because the huzma on the tvicha, not on the geneva. The lirava dami mikana lahaba hu nifsal. Avagav the tocha de libra kedibra dami. Kevin the mei shaita the komitzami hu de pasli a tvicha the komitzam itzam a geneva the lo itzam lo itzam. Look, they testified about the geneva and the tficha mechir b'tocha de'libur. It's one edus. It's not really one edus. It's two different things. But they testified at one time. Yeah, but the hazama didn't occur at one time. And they were huzmu on the tficha Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. They were huzmu on the tficha. So since b'sha I'm sorry, they were huzmu on the tficha, but they were not huzmu on the geneva. Right? So even though they testified on the geneva and the tficha mechira betoch the libra of each other, but since they were only huzmu on the tficha, not the geneva, so on the chelik of the edus, the tficha that they were huzmu, that's a hazama. Right? We throw out that edus, but on the geneva, since they weren't huzmu, we're not going to throw that out. We're not going to throw out the geneva. So Frektosis, if Rava holds Eid Zomemi, is Chiddushu, if Rava holds Eid Zomemi, Chiddushu, and that's Gufa why he says that if they're Itzamu, if they're Huzmu on the Tvicha, we don't throw out the Eidus of Geneva. So how can the Gemara here in Bava Basra say what? That Rava holds that the Eidus, the Avos, is not Botel. How does Rava hold the Eidus to Avos is Batel as well, that it's an Eidus Mekashas, we throw the whole thing out. Why should we throw the whole thing out? The Hukchashu on the Shnei Chazaka, they're not Hukchashu on the Avos, so the Eidus to Avos should still be acceptable. It's no different than the Tvicha and the Geneva. What the Hukchashu on, what the Huzmu on should be thrown out, what they weren't Hukchashu or Huzmu on should not be thrown out. So what does Rava say? That it's an Eidus Mekashas, we throw out the Eidus to Avos as well. And that's his Tosis Kash. He's trying to understand what's the Havon in the Sugya. So he says, Ulahai time of the Mefarish Mishem Chiddush Nicha. If you hold that Eid Zomim Chiddushu, that Eid Zomim is different than Eidim Mekashim, so then everything is great, because the case in Baba Basra is talking about Eidim Mekashim. So that's not a chiddush. That's not mikan al haba nifsal. That's going to be nifsal l'mafreya. So it's nifsal l'mafreya. Then he's an eid pasul. He's nifsal l'mafreya. If the eid is nifsal l'mafreya, so he was an eid pasul b'shas hagoda. So that's why the eid is to avos is going to be thrown out because he's an eid pasul. Aval l'tayma davim mishum seida de lekuchos kosha. But according to the other time, that there's no chiddush, that Eidim is not chiddush, that Eidim Akash and Eidim Zom are the same. So if there's no chiddush, he's Nifsal Amafreya. So if he's Nifsal Amafreya, so then why should the Eidus the Avos, right? If he's Nifsal, if it's not a chiddush, if he's Nifsal Amafreya, no chama. If he's Nifsal Amafreya, so then why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't we say that the Eidus the Geneva should be thrown out too? Not just the Eidus of Tvicha, but the Eidus of Geneva too. If he's Nifsal Amafreya, so then the whole Haggadah Seder should fall away. The whole Haggadah should fall away. Yeah. Get Tosfos Kash. Yeah, Shlomer says Tosfos.
What does Tosfos say?
Rav in our sugya says what? Eidus mekashesi. So we throw the whole thing out. Why do we throw the whole thing out? The kasha, the way that we ask the kasha. We said the fida maskana. Rav is going even aliba de Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that shteki the edim achisha zuazu are not edim psulim. They're not edim psulim. The kashala edus acheres. It's just we can't do anything with this edus that they testified over here because it's mukhash. So if they're not edim psulim, so why should we throw out the edus to avos? They're not mukhash from the edus to avos. So why should we throw that out? So what is Tosfos answer? Tosfos says. The Eidus to Avos and the Eidus to Shnei Chazaka, this is really Osa Eidus Mamish. This is Osa Eidus Mamish. It's one Eidus. Why? What are they really testifying about? They're really testifying about the Karka. They're testifying about Bailus on the Karka. Who owns the Karka? They're just the two ways that the person can claim ownership. Either if it's Avos, his father's had the karka, or if he has Shnei Chazaka. So since really the Eidus is on who is the Bailam of the karka, So here you can't say the Eidus to Avos is not Mukhash, we should accept it. No. Since Eidus on the Karka is Mukhash, because the Eidus of Shnei Chazaka, there is a Hakrasha on, so then we have to throw out that whole Eidus. The Eidus to Avos is part of that Eidus, because it's all an Eidus on the Karka. The Lashon of Tosfos is, why do we throw it out? The Kevan the Huchzuku Mishakrim al Osa Karka. Since the Eidim Huchzuku Mishakrim on this Karka, so we can't accept the Eidus for any part of the Eidus on the Karka. As long as it's Eidus on the Karka, then we can't accept the Eidus. What's the problem over here? The problem is with the Eidim, with Tosfos and Bava Kamma. The problem is with the Eidim, since the Huchzuku Mishakrim for this Karka. The Huchzuku Mishakrim. Rav Huna holds they're not Eidim, Psulim, Vaharayla, Eidus Acharis, they're going to be kosher, but we can't accept their Eidus regarding what they're talking about over here, since they are Mukhoshim from another Kat, they're Huchzukum Meshakrim for this Eidus. So anything that the Huchzukum Meshakrim on, we can't accept the Eidus that they're testifying. So comes Rav and says over here, the Huchzukum Meshakrim on the Eidus of the Karka. The Eidus of the Ovos is also a chelik of the Eidus of the Karka. So since the Huchzuk of Meshakim for the Eidus of the Karka, it can't be accepted, and that's why the whole Eidus is going to be batel. We're not going to accept the Eidus b'chlam. Okay, that's how Rav is going to learn. Nochamo, the kasha we had is, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, Rav is assuming that Shteki the Eidim Achishazuazu are not Eidim Sulim. The kasha Eidus Achers are not Eidim Sulim. So why don't we accept the Eidus on the Ovos? Even if the Eidus on Shnei Chazak is Taka Mukhash, but so what? If they're Eidim Ksherim, so why do we throw out the Eidus on the Ovos? It's not Mukhash, so what could be the problem? The answer is once they're Huchzuk and Meshakrim for Eidus on Karka, so then we can't accept their Eidus on the Karka. And the Eidus of Ovos is an Eidus on the Karka, so it has to be thrown out. It has to be thrown. There's some kind of a psul to the Eidim, the Huchzuk Meshakrim, so therefore we can't accept the Eidus even regarding Ovos. This is how Tosfos understands. The Rashba seems to understand differently. Let's see the Rashba inside. Let's see the Lashon of the Rashba and try to figure out what's the Nakuda that the Rashba is picking up on. Tosfos did not learn like the Rashba. We'll have to understand why not. But let's see the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? Ikala medek v'harava hudam reid zami mekanal haba unifsal. Rava holds that mikana lahaba unifsal leidzom is a chiddush. To hachanami, my kasha le ki amina da achilos is kachish ahavasad lo is kachish lo is kachish. What's Rava's problem over here? If he holds mikana lahaba unifsal, if Rava holds mikana lahaba unifsal. So then he's only nifsal mikano lahaba from the time of the hakchasha. So on the chelik of the Eidus, that he's mukhash. On the chelik of the Shnei Chazak, he's mukhash. So that we're going to throw up. But the chelik of the Abbas, he wasn't mukhash. So what could be the problem over here? What's the Gemara talking about? V'yeshlomer zokter Rashba, the geneva utvicha kishnei eidios hein. Dal Eidus geneva lo yishalim elakeifel, v'yal Eidus tvicha mishalim dal gehein. The Eidus of geneva, the Eidus of tvicha mechira are two different Eidios. Two different ideas. How do I know? Because the chiyuvim are totally different. The chiyuv of kefil, the chiyuv for geneva is kefil. The chiyuv of tvicha mechir is dalei behei. V'hilkach avagav the itzam al edus tvicha lo itzam al edus geneva. There was only a hazama on one of the edios, not on the other. Aval hocha edus avos the edus achila hakol ke edus achas dami de hakol lahoya de shalohi. Ukid the mefarish Rava gufe lekaman behedi v'samoch, ukid yamin etc. The Rava amalach adkan lo amar Rav Huna ella leedus acheres, aval osa edus lo klomer. The akol edus achasi veedus shenizbat la mektsasin izbat la kula. The Rashba says that geneva and tvicha mechira, these are two different edios, two totally different edios. One engenders a chiyuv kevel, the other engenders a chiyuv dal gehei. They're totally different. So because they're totally different, just because there's a hazama for one, that doesn't mean that the other one is going to be thrown out. But here, it's one edus. Why is it one edus? He said the edus of the avos, the edus of the achila, it's all one edus, because it's all to be made that it's shalom. It's all to be made that it's shalom. So therefore what? Therefore, what? So, if the Rashi was saying what Tosa is saying, he should say that they're huchsuku shakronim for the entire Eidus. The huchsuku shakronim for Eidus on the karka, because the Eidus is coming to say that it's shalom. So, since the huchsuku shakronim, we have to throw out both chalakim of the Eidus. That's not what the Rashi says. The Rashi says, why do we throw out the Eidus on the Avos? Why? Why? Forwards. Eidus? Shabbatla? Eidus Shabbatla Mikzasa Batla Kula. Five words. Right? Eidus Shabbatla Mikzasa Batla Kula. He doesn't say Huchsuku Shakron. The Rashba doesn't learn that there's a problem in the Eidim. That since the Eidim are Huchsuku Shakron in Legabeosa Karka, so then we can't accept the Eidus even for another Chelik of the Eidus on the Karka. No, he doesn't say that. He says that Eidus Shabbatla Mikzasa Batla Kula. He says, regarding Genev and Tzvich Mechira, Eidus Shabbatla Mikzasa Batla Kula is not going to play a role. But here it will play a role. What's he really saying? At first glance, it sounds like the Rashba and Tosa are really saying the same thing. Is it an Eidus Achas? Is it not an Eidus Achas? But he's not really saying the same thing. Tosfos holds the Eidus on the Obos and the Eidus on the Shnei Chazaka, that's Eidus Achas Mamish. It's Mamish, the same Eidus. It's not two parts of one Eidus. It's one Eidus Mamish. It's Eidus on the Karka. So if the Huchsuku Shakronim Al Osa Karka, then we can't accept the Eidus on the Karka. Right? These are just, it's two parts of one Eidus Mamish. It's one Eidus on Karka. The Rashba's not saying that, because if the Rashba were saying that, then he could just say the Huchsuku Shakronim for Osa Karka, and that's it, it's over. The Rashba does understand that the Eidus of Avos, the Eidus on Shnei Chazaka, these are two parts of their Eidus. But since they were made betoch chedei dibur, two parts of an Eidus, we can say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat L'kula. If the two things that they're being made on are totally different Eidus, if they're totally different issues, so then we're not going to say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat L'kula. L'moshel, let's say two Eidim come to Beis Din and they testify, Reuven owes Shimon $100, and Levi owes Yehuda $100. And let's say somehow there's a hakosha in one of the chalakim of that Eidus, right? So are we going to say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat L'kula over there? No, because it's not one Eidus. They're totally different things, right? There's a halva of one person, a halva of a different person. It's different Eidus lagamri. That's like Tzvicha Mechira and Geneva. These are totally different Eidus. So you can't say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat L'kula there, right? It's two totally different things. So it's almost like they came today. Imagine if they came today and testified one Eidus, they came tomorrow and testified a different Eidus. We never say Eidus Shabbat and Tessa Batla Kula, right? It's the same Eidim, so, you know, if we throw out one, we have to throw out the other. No, so if it's two different Eidios, so then we're not going to say Eidus Shabbat and Tessa Batla Kula. Comes the Rashba and says, Geneva and Tficha Mechira, that's two different Eidios. They're totally different. Now, of course, the Tficha Mechira is built on the Geneva. If you don't have a Geneva, then the Tficha Mechira is not going to be Chayav Dalet Behei. But the Eidus of Tichah Mechira is not the Eidus on the Geneva. It's a different Eidus Lagamri. So for that Eidus, we're not going to say Eidus Shabbat L'Mikzas Shabbat L'Kula. On the Tvicha that they're Itzam, they're Itzam. On the Geneva that they're not Itzam, they're not Itzam. And that's it. But here, the Eidus on the Avos, the Eidus on the Shnei Chazaka, those aren't two independent Eidios. No, they are related to each other. They are related to each other. So since they're related to each other, they're talking about the same karka. They are related to each other, and they were said betoch chidei dibur. So here we're going to say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat L'kula. That's what the Rashba says. It's not the same as Tosfos. There's a nuance of difference. They seem to use the same words, right? They're testifying about osa karka. Yeah, they're using similar words, but they're not saying the same thing. Tosfos is saying the problem here, according to Rav, is a problem in the Eidim, that the huchsuku shakronim la osa karka. The Rashba says that's not the issue. The issue is Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. That it's not like there are two Haggadahs Eidus over here, not two Eidios totally, right? Two different Eidios L'Gamri. No. These are Eidios that do relate to each other, and they said B'Tokh Kedei Dibur. So here we can say that Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. So since there is a Hakosha L'Gabi the Eidus of Shnei Chazaka, and they testified about the Avos B'Tokh Kedei Dibur, so we'll say Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. That's how Rav is learning. So even though L'maskona Rav can go Aliba D'Rav Huna, he'll say that the Eidim Takah not possible, Eidus Acheres, doesn't matter. Over here, the Eidus Davos can't be accepted, not because the Hosuku Shakronim La'osa Karka, but because Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. That's how the Rashb is learning Maskana of Rava. Yes, Yonatan.
This Rebbe was saying that in the case of our Gemara, the two testimonies are considered, according to Tosfos, that...
two parts of one, according to Tosfos? Right. They're Eidus Achas Mamash.
Right, so I just curious in terms of like, the wording of Tosfos, like where does Rebbe see that it's considered to be one...
Huchsuku shakronim al osakarka.
I'm just curious. When I first read that like, during Seder, the way I interpreted that was, they're like, because they're lying with one testimony, they'll be considered liars regarding future testimonies within that karka. I mean, regarding that karka, like, I didn't see that it was necessarily saying that the two testimonies are part of this, are one and the same. It was more that once they're established as being liars regarding that karka, with any future testimonies regarding that karka,
that's true.
Liars.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Right. So,
right. But it still doesn't matter because even an edus that they say about the karka tomorrow is still part. Is still an edus about the karka. It's still one edus. Mm-hmm. Right. What you're basically saying is that even if they testify about avos la'achar kedei dibur, that still should be viewed as a single edus because it's still on the same karka. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you say that it's because the testimonies are regarding like two different aspects of the karka, that they're not really considered to be one and the same being testimony?
According to Tosfos? No, but I think... But what's the problem here? Rava says it's Eidus Mekheshes, and therefore we can't accept the Eidus to Avos. What's the problem? The problem is Chuchsuku Shakronim. The problem is in where? In the Eidim. The Rashba says the problem is not in the Eidim. The problem is in the Eidus. Eidus Shabbat, which says about the Kula. That's the Lashon of the Rashba. It's pretty clear. It's not Chuchsuku Shakronim. It's not a problem in the Eidim. It's a problem in the Eidus. That it's Eidus Shabbat, which says about the Kula. That's how the Rashba is learning. Right? That Rava says that it's an Eidus Mukheshes. It's an Eidus Mukheshes. Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. That's the Maskon. Right? That's the Maskona. That even if the Eidim are not going to be possible, it doesn't matter. That once there's a Hakasha and the Eidus are related to each other, Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. Okay? That's good pshat in the maskana. What's the problem? The problem is, what's the havamina lefi the Rashba? What's the havamina lefi the Rashba? Again, the havamina of the Gemara is that Rava is going like whom? Rav Chista. Right? Rav Chista. That the Edom apostle, that's why he says that it's Edus Mokheshes, the apostle even, Leidus Acheres, that's why the apostle for the Edus of the Ovis comes along the Gemara and says, no, maybe Rava can go even Aliba de Rav Huna. Who says that the Edom are not possible? Says that the Edom are not possible. So what was the Havamina? What, Dafka? Rava has to say that the Edom are possible? Why should he say? Once you mechadish this idea of Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula, so what was the Havamina? Lafit tells us, I'll tell you what the Havamina was. The Havamina was that it's not viewed as an Eidus Achas Mamish, right? Who says that the Muchzokim, that the Huchzuku L'Shaka Ba'osa Karka, that whole Svar, the Huchzuku L'Shaka Ba'osa Karka, that's a Chiddush. But you could have said that the Havamina was, they have to be Eidim Psulim in order to be Mevatel the Eidus to Ovis. The Maskana is, even if they're not possible, no, since the Huchzuku Meshakim on this Karka, so then it's going to knock out the whole Eidus. Not just the Eidus on the Sheikh Hazaka, but the Eidus on the Ovis too. But if the pshat in the maskona lefi Rava is that Rava can go even alibad Rav Huna, because the Edom don't have to be possible, because there's a din of Eidus Shabbat l'miktsasa bat l'kula. So what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? What we thought that these Edios, you couldn't say Eidus Shabbat l'miktsasa bat l'kula? Why not? They're not like Gneva, you know, Tficha Mechir and Gneva. Right? They are related to each other. These are two parts of one Eidus. Why shouldn't we be able to say Eidus Shabbat l'miktsasa bat l'kula in the beginning? Why in the Gemara think Rav is Dafka Liba de Rav Chista, that Rava must be assuming that the Edom apostle? Who says that he says the Edom apostle? Maybe he'll say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah about the Kula. What's the problem? The Rashba is a great pshat. The Rashba is forced into his pshat because he wants to explain how can Rava go Aliba de Rav Huna? How can he say that the Edom an apostle? And nevertheless, the Edus Davos is going to be thrown out. Right? So he says. He says Eidah Shabbatah Muktzah Shabbatah Kula. But once you come on to that Chiddush of Eidah Shabbatah Muktzah Shabbatah Kula, so what's the half of me? You should say Eidah Shabbatah Muktzah Shabbatah Kula in the beginning too. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman suggests that maybe the Shaka V'Tayah of the Gemara, the Rashba, the Shaka V'Tayah of the Gemara, whether Rava is Dafka Alibad Rav Chisto, maybe it can be Alibad Rav Huna as well. Maybe the Shaka V'Tayah is to say Eidah Shabbat L'Mekzah Shabbat L'Kula. What do you need? Can you only say Eidah Shabbat L'Mekzah Shabbat L'Kula if the Eidim are possible for a Chelik of the Eidus? If the Eidim are nifsalu for the Chelik of the Eidus? Or can you say Eidah Shabbat L'Mekzah Shabbat L'Kula as long as the Eidus itself disintegrates for a Chelik of the Eidus? Do you need a psul in the Eidim, in a Chelik? You need a psul in the Eidim for a chelik of the Eidus to say Eidah Shabbat L'Mekzah Shabbat L'Kula? Or do we say no? As long as the Eidus is butla, for whatever reason, Eidah Shabbat L'Mekzah Shabbat L'Kula. That's l'chora, the shaka of the time of the Gemara. Initially, the Gemara thought Aliba de Rava, the only time they can say Eidah Shabbat L'Mekzah Shabbat L'Kula is if there's a psul in the Eidus. There has to be a psul in the Eidim that generates a psul in their Eidus, and on that we're going to say Eidah Shabbat L'Mekzah Shabbat L'Kula. So that's why the Gemara initially thought, what? Rav is like whom? Rav Chista. Dafka libid Rav Chista. Rav Chista, who says, Bahari Sari Shakri Lamali, who says that the Edom Apostle. So Rav can say, this is an Edus Mukheshes, we're not going to accept the Edus the Avos, because Edus Shabbat the Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula. If the Edom Apostle, right? So then the Edus they gave on Shnei Chazaka is an Edus Psula. If that Edus is an Edus Psula, then we'll say Edus Shabbat the Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula. That's what the Gemara was assuming in the Chila. But then the Gemara says, no, maybe Rava can even go, Aliba de Rav Huna, who assumes that the Edom are not possible. Ah, if they're not possible, so Eidus Mukhashes, if we throw out the Eidus, the Avos, why? But the Eidus, that's Mukhashes, Mukhashes. No, Rava holds Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzah Shabbat L'Kula. Ah, but you said even in the Havamin, he held Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzah Shabbat L'Kula. No, Rava in the Maskana holds that to say Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzah Shabbat L'Kula, I don't need a psul in the Eidus. Even if the Eidus is batel for any time, like here, shtetki the Eidim makhishesu asu. Rav Huna says, of course we throw out the Eidus. Hakchasha is mevatel the Eidus, so we're going to throw out the Eidus. Aye, but they're not possible. It doesn't matter. We can't accept the Eidus because it's mukhash. Once the Eidus is mukhash and the Eidus is batel, Rav holds the maskana Eidus shabbat mitzvah shabbat lakula. Even if the Eidus is not an Eidus psula, that's the shock of the time. Let's chart that. Okay? Okay. What does Rava say? Okay, Rava says, Eidus Mukheshes. Ein Mekavlin. You know what? Let's say this differently. I don't want to get you confused with the Ramah. Right? Afilu Eidus to Ovis Butler. The whole Eidus is Butler. What does that mean? What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? This is Rashba, okay? We'll pedal back to Tosis in a second. The Rashba says, what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina, yeah? The Havamina is, Rava is Kerev Chista. Eidim Mukhashim, Absalom. Rava has to assume that the Eidim are possible. Why? Because he assumes in the Havamina that Lo Amrinan, Eid Shabbat, we're just going to write it out once. Eid Shabbat La Mektasa, Bat La Kula,
Ella. Kishabotla machmas psul. Psul ha'edim, let's say. It's a psul in the Eden. That's why the chelik is batel. So if that chelik is batel, then Eden shabatel mitzvahs batlakul. So Rav must hold it to Eden apostle, because if they wouldn't be apostle, not psulim, but psulim, not idols. Right? The Eden makashim are psulim. They must be apostle, because if not, we wouldn't say Eden shabatel mitzvahs batlakul. And this whole halacha, right? The whole halacha that the Eden stavos is batel as well, is based on Eden shabatel mitzvahs batlakul. What's the maskana? Maskana is that Rava Efshin, the Rava Kirafuna, the Eidim Makashim, Eidim Sulim, Ksherim Leidim Zacharis. It can't be possible. The kosher for a different edus. So just one second. So why do we throw out the edus, the avos? Edus shabatla mitzas abatla kula. Okay, ayin shin mem beis chaf. Edus shabatla mitzas abatla kula. Afilu below. Afilu shalom machmas psul ha'edim. Machmas psul ha'edim. Right? Kol shabbat lo ha'edus. If the edus is batel, so that's it, falls away. And once a chelik of the edus falls away, edus shabbat mitzvah shabbat l'kula. That's what the Gemara is grappling with, l'fi Rava. Right? The Rashba says the Shaka Vatari is initially we thought that Rava has to assume that Eidim Ukhashim Ataka Eidim Sulim. Why? Because Eidus Shabbat Miktsasa Batla Kula will only be said if the Eidus is Batla Miktsasa Machmas Psul Ha'Eidim. Machmas Psul. Has to be a Psul in the Eidim. The Maskana, no. Rava can even say that the Eidim are not Pasul, the Koshal Eidus Acheres. Aye, so why is the Eidus, but whole Eidus is batel over here, the Eidus of Shnei Chazaka, the Eidus, the Ovis is all batel? Because the Maskana he holds, the Eidus Shabbat L'Mikzasa, Batel Kula can be said even without a psul, as long as the Eidus is batel L'Mikzasa, as long as it's batel for any reason. If Hakhasha is mevatel the Eidus, then that's enough to say Eidus Shabbat L'Mikzasa, Batel Kula. What is Tosfos thinking? Why didn't Tosfos give the Rashi the Pshat? He doesn't mention anything about Eidus Shabbat L'Mikzasa, Batel Kula. Tosfos stands on his head to figure out they're huchsuku shakronim, because huchsuku shakronim legabe eidus hakarka, so therefore we can't accept the eidus. Why did Tosfos just say eidus shabbat mitzvahs abad lakula? What do you think? But Tosfos obviously was assuming. Tosfos was assuming that Rava holds that you don't say eidus shabbat mitzvahs abad lakula unless there's a psul. That even the maskana Rava has to hold like that. You don't say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvahs Abad Lakula unless there's a psul in the chelik of the Eidus. So the halach of Eidus Shabbat Mitzvahs Abad Lakula lefi the Maskana can't be invoked over here lefi Tosfos. If Rava Kerav Huna, if Rava holds that the Eidim are not pasul, and Eidus Shabbat Mitzvahs Abad Lakula is only said when there's a psul agov, so then the whole halach of Eidus Shabbat Mitzvahs Abad Lakula is irrelevant to the sugya. So that's why Tosfos had to give it to him shot. That the problem is not in the Eidus. Eidus Shabbat Mitzvahs Abad Lakula. No, the problem is the Eidim Ahuchzuku Shakronim. The Eidim Ahuchzuku Shakronim. The Eidim Ahuchzuku Shakronim. To add one more prat, the Rashba would say, what's the machlokas Rav Nachman and Rav Lefi the Havamina? The machlokas was that both of them are assuming Lefi the Havamina that Eidus Shabbat Mitzvahs Abad Lakula requires a psul. Rav Nachman holds that the Eidim are not possible. Right? He goes like Rav Huna, he assumes the Eidim are not possible, so that's why Eidus Shabbat Mitzvahs Abad Lakula won't be able to be said. And Rava says, no, Rava and the Habamina was assuming that Edom Apostle, and that's why Edom Shabbat the Miklas of Batla Kula will be safe. Lefila Maskona, Rava comes around to say that no, you can say Edom Shabbat the Miklas of Batla Kula even if there is no psul in the Edom themselves. That's Rava's Chiddush Lefila Maskona. Lefila Havamina, everyone was assuming. Right? Lefila Havamina, let's add to this. Lefila Havamina, everyone was assuming that you don't say Edom Shabbat the Miklas of Batla Kula unless there's a psul in the Edom. Rav Nachman is Rav Huna. He holds the Edom Mukhashim, Aksherim, Le'edus Acheres. Right? Le'edus Acheres. So if they're Aksherim, then we don't say Edom Shabbat. That was goof of the Machlokes in the Hava Amina. Right? If they're Aksherim, so then you can't say Edom Shabbat. Rava says, no, Yitaka right. You can't say Edom Shabbat Miktsas about the Kula unless there's a tool in the Edom. But I hold there is a tool in the Edom. Rav Chisda is right. Right? So let's try to write this in a way that we'll see it even more clearly. Okay? Let's write this even better. The Havamina is Lefi the Rashba Lekulei Alma Edom Shabbat La. Eidu Shabbat la Miktsas Shabbat la Kula, Rak Kishayesh Solba Eidim. Rav Nachman holds that Eidim Mukhashim Einam Sugun. Ravuna. And Rava holds that Edom Mukhashim Absalom Rafista. That's the Havamina. Everyone holds Edom Shabbat the Miktsas about the Kula is only if there's a psul in the Edom. Question is, are the Edom Pasul or not? Are Edom Mukhashim Pasul or not? Lefida Maskana, no. Even Rava agrees. Right? Rava, Lefida Maskana, Rava, not even. Lefida Maskana, Rava changes. Rava says that maybe you can claim Eidah Shabbat the Miktsas Shabbat the Kula even without a psul. Right? Rav Nachman is the same. Rav Nachman says that Eidah Mekoshim are not psul. So if they're not psul, you can't say Eidah Shabbat the Miktsas Shabbat the Kula. And Rava can either hold, like the Havamina, you can either hold that the Eidah are psul, or you can say, no, really, the Eidah are not psul. But nevertheless, you can say Eidah Shabbat the Miktsas Shabbat the Kula despite the fact that the Eidah are not psul. That's how the Rashi was learned. Tosfos said there's no, you can't learn the Maskana like that. It's impossible. You must hold Eidah Shabbat the Miktsas Shabbat the Kula applies only when there's a psul. You can't learn the Maskana that way. You can't learn that Rava holds that Eidah Shabbat the Miktsas Shabbat the Kula could be said even without a psul. So that's why Tosfos had to give a different shot. Tosfos had to say that Hosuku Meshakim, and that's why the Eidah to Ovis is not going to be acceptable. Yes?
Can Rabbi just explain one more time the Maskana about the psul?
Well, what?
The psul on the chelik of the edus, or all the edus?
The whole idea of edus shabbat mitzvah shabbat lakula means that if you have two parts of one edus, so if part of it is batal, then the other part is batal. But if you have two different statements that happen to be coming together, right? Let's say edim come and they talk about two totally different things. They say this person owes, you know, Reuven owes Shimon $100 and Levi bought karka from Yehuda. Would you say Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula there?
No.
They're totally different things. So that's the, you can only say Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula if the Eidahs are somewhat related to each other. He's saying two things. So if part of it is Batal, then the other part is going to be Batal. Does that help? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I'm a little too confused. No,
I thought it was so clear.
No, I'm saying that my question was bad.
Okay, why don't we talk after Shia, okay? Okay, so this is Tosfos and the Rashba. What's it all based on? Okay, just one extra level. What's the svar? Okay, it seems like they're disagreeing about this principle whether Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula can apply only when there's a psul in the Eidah, or can apply as long as the Eidah is Batal. Right, that's clear. Right? The question is who's learning what and what stage in the Gemara, but that's clear that that's what Tosis and the Rashba are grappling with. What's that Shaila dependent on? Whether we only say Eidah Shabbat and says about the Kula if there's a psul in the Eidim? Or no, if the Eidah is bottle, then that's it. Once it's bottle of the Ritzasa, then it's Batla Kula. So someone has suggested that maybe this relates to the understanding of Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula itself. I mean, what does that principle mean? Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula. The Eidim are saying two different things. I mean, there are two statements here. But yet, because they come together, they said B'tokha De'Diba, they come together, if one of them is Batal, so then we're going to be Mivatal the whole thing. Why should we do that? How does that work exactly? How does that work exactly? So one way to look at it is that once there's a psul that's chal on part of the edus, so that psul is mispashet, it spreads to the rest of the edus. It's like an infection, lahavt. Right? You know, if part of the edus becomes infected, so that spreads to the rest of the body. Right? If there's a psul in part of the edus, so maybe the whole edus is viewed as an edus psula. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that when Edom come to Beis Din and they speak in front of us, so we look at the Eidus as a Davar Shalim. Now, if they say two things that are totally separate from each other, as we mentioned, so then we don't look at it as a Davar Shalim. We look at it as though they're saying two things. But if the two Eidos are related to each other in some way, so then maybe we look at the Eidus as a Davar Shalim. And Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa, if part of the Eidus is Batal, that means that we're missing in the Davar Shalim. It's chaser in the Shleimus of the Eidus. So if it's chasur and the shleimus of the edus, maybe we throw out the whole thing. Maybe we can only accept the edus b'shleimusa. It's not a din that there's a psul that was chal on part of the edus, that's going to be mispashi, that's going to spread to the rest of the edus, and that's going to be a problem. No, that's not the issue. But rather, the edim come and they testify in front of us. They give us a davar sholim and edus shleima. So if part of the edus now is batel for some reason, we can't accept part of the edus, so then we can't accept anything because we can only accept a davar sholim from these edim. Which one is it? Why is it that Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula? Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gittin, a very famous piece, so he wants to suggest the first approach. Rabbi Kiva Eger is in the Drush V'Chiddush in Gittin, on the Gimel Amid Beis. On the Gimel Amid Aleph, it should be. That's a mistake. Komas, Gimel Amid Beis. Gimel Amid Aleph. Gimel Amud Aleph. It says, I see. Oh, no. It's not, it's Gimel Amud Beis, but it's relating to a Tosis on Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, fine. I'm a Kamas, all right. Gimel Amud Beis, in the Rasa Gemara. Kivega writes as follows. Nira lani yos daiti. Bim yesh harbe edem chasumim, uktsosam chosmu shalo lishma, get kosher al yidei ina chasimos de chosmu lishma. Lishma, shalom lishma. Well, what's Kiveger talking about? Let's forget Mitzvah Hashem next year. We'll talk about Gittin. We'll talk about lishma, shalom lishma. It says in the pasuk, v'kosav la sefer krisus, v'nosan, v'kosav la sefer krisus. Let's leave it at that. So the Gemara learns, v'kosav la lishma, that a get is only kosher if it's written l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'isha, l'shem gerushin. It has to be written for this particular woman, for this particular husband. It has to be written l'shem gerushin, not for practice. It's got to be written l'shma. Not only does the get have to be written l'shma, but the get has to be signed l'shma as well. The ksiva and the chasima have to be l'shma. That's the assumption. Both the ksiva and the chasima have to be l'shma. Even though it says v'kosav, it's machlokas tanaim, but okay, well, for our purposes, we'll assume that they both have to be l'shma. It says v'kosav lo, so you think v'kosav means the ksiva. No, but we learned v'kosav is going on v'chosam because the chasim is the ikar of the get, so the chasim has to be lishma. So now the question is, let's say some of the edim signed lishma, and other edim did not sign lishma. So how many edim do you need on a get? How many edim? Two. You need two edim. Right? You always need two edim. So you really only need two edim on a get. So let's say two Eidim signed the get lishma, and then you have another Eid that signed shelo lishma. So does he ruin everything? There's a principle, nimtza echa meyam kar ve'posel, Eidus kulam b'teilam. It's a Mishnah in Makkos. Right, Mishnah in Makkos at the end of the first parak, maybe some of you are familiar. Dav hei amabez, dav vav. So would we say nimtza echa meyam kar ve'posel, Eidus kulam b'teilam, if one of the Eidim on a get signed shelo lishma? So Kiveg is
clear. That's a suffix. Would we say Nimtzeh Chayim Karev Apostle? Now you would say, what does that have to do with what we're talking about? Well, Nimtzeh Chayim Karev Apostle, Adusim Betel, is like the parallel to Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula. So it's really a similar idea. One is a din in the Eidus, one is a din in the Kat. It's really the same type of idea. So what's the din over here? Let's say one of the Eidim signed Shalom Lishma. Does he passel everything? Givega says, he thinks the get is still kosher. Kosher ayde ina chasim is the chasm lishma. The bepsul ze shalom lishma ain't a psul mispashet al kol ha edim. The ain't no domer lenimtze echa meam karva pasul. Dosim a psul begufo de aid the lochazi lahoy. Nimtze echa meam karov apostle. So one of the edim is pasul. He's a gazel, let's say. So the psul is mispashet to the rest of the kad. We treat the rest of the kad as psulim. It's a chiddush. Right, one of them is a gazlan, so we treat them all as gazlan. Right, there's a shame gazlan on the whole cat. So all of the edim are treated as psulim. Kivega wants to say that the whole psul of nimsach and krav apostle to sumatayla is that the psul of one aid is going to be mispashet to the rest of the cat. So here, what's the psul? Chasima shalol lishma. That's not a psul. What is chasima shalol lishma? Is there something intrinsically wrong in this aid? No. There's something missing in the heksher of his edus. There's something missing in the heksher of his chasima. There's a halacha that has to be lishma. But there's nothing intrinsically deficient about the aid. So that's not a psul. His edus might be batel, right? His edus is batel. We can't accept his edus because it's shalol lishma. But his edus is not a psul. There's no psul in the edus. Kivega wants to say, if there's no psul in the edus, so nimsechem and kava pasul edus and potato doesn't apply. Because that whole halacha is predicated on the fact that the psul of one is going to spread to the other. But that's only true if there's a psul in gufan shaledim. But if the quote unquote psul is a chasima shalol lishma, that's not a psul. That's just a lack of hechsher, right? You can't accept that edus if it's shalol lishma. It's not kosher for a get. But there's no intrinsic psul to the aid. There's no intrinsic psul to the aid. We're not going to say nimsechem and kav apostel edusim betela. So according to his logic, Lechora, we would say the same thing by Eidah Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula. Right? Lechora, if you don't have a psul in Gufan Shaleidim, so then we wouldn't say Eidah Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula. Because Lechora, the whole idea of Eidah Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula is like Nimsechem and Mekav Apostle Eidusim Betela, that the psul in the part extends to the rest. The psul in one aid extends to the whole kat. The psul in a chelik of the edus extends to the whole edus. But if the reason why the edus is not accepted is because it's just mukhash, it's just batel, it's not because there's a psul, so then there's nothing to extend, there's nothing to be mispashit, We're not going to say it. The Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula. Some point out that this is also alluded to in the Rambam. This idea that edus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula Nimtzeh Mem Karv Apostle Adusim Betela only applies when there's a psul. But if there's no psul, then we're not gonna pasul. Here's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus. In Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, "Hoyu Eidim Merubim Shnayim." What happens if you have Eidim Merubim? You have a kat with more than two Eidim. Two Eidim are mechaven Eidusim Bedushas v'chakiros. Drisha v'chakira are questions that we ask the Eidim about Zman and Mokum. When did the Maisaber take place? Where did the Maisaber take place? Zman and Mokum. They have to answer the Chakiris and the Drishas in order to be accepted as Edom. So two of the Edom are Mechavin, they line up perfectly in the Drisha Chakira, we'd accept them. But the third says, Eini Yodea, he says, I don't know. He doesn't answer the questions of Drisha Chakira properly. So what happens to his Edus? We can't accept his Edus. But Zakhtar Ramam, this guy made this Bashar. We accept the other Eidim. So Frekta Lechem Mishnah, but the Gemara Sanhedrin doesn't seem to say like the Rambam. a steer from the Gemara Sanhedrin, not for now. But also, there's a problem with Svara. How can the Rambam say this guy made this Bishar? Why don't we say Nimtzach Amayam Karva Pasle Dusim B'Teila? Another kasha. Aside from the fact that it's against the Gemara, it's a shaila. Is it really against the Gemara? Not. But why does the Rambam say what? If the Eid says Eini Yodea B'Chakiris, so his Eidus can't be accepted. So if his Eidus can't be accepted, so how can you say this guy made this Bishar? Why didn't I say Nimtzach Amayam Karva Pasle Dusim B'Teila? What do you think? What do you think the answer for the Rambam is? What's the answer?
He's not a Karv Apostle.
I'm sorry?
He's not a Karv Apostle.
He's not a Karv Apostle.
He's just missing his Eidus.
Okay. Could the Rambam say that Nitzach HaMem Karv Apostle Eidus and Batel only applies even if it's not a Psal? Could he say that? Could he say that Nitzach HaMem Karv Apostle Eidus and Batel applies even if it's not a Psal, even if it's just Batel?
The Lashon says,
No, I understand that's what the Lashon says, but I'm trying to figure out what's Pshat in the Rambam. So it's not Muchrach to say that Kiveg is Pshat in the Rambam. You don't have to say that the Rambam holds Nimsa Chameyam Karv Apostle, Adusim Bekela only applies to a Psul. I mean, that's where we'd like to go. Eini Odeya? He's saying, I don't know. So there's something missing in the Eidus, right? So his Eidus is Batel, it's not going to be Miskabel, so it's not a Psul. So if it's not a Psul, you could say that. It's not going to be mispashit to the rest of the kat. It's not muchach to say like that in the Rambam. How else could you explain it in the Rambam? Right, you could say that if this individual can't answer the questions about Drisha v'Chakira, he says, I just don't know. So maybe that's not called Eidus Bechlal. It's not that the Eidus is batel. Maybe it's treated like he was never made b'tchila. It's not called an Eidus. He's not part of the kat Bechlal. That's what you could say within the Rambam. That maybe he's not called part of the kat Bechlal. Some of the Achronim want to say that within the Rambam. But the other way to say is not that the Rambam holds that if he doesn't know well enough to answer the questions of the Drisha v'Chakira, he's not. It's like Ke'ilu lo heyed b'chal, he's not part of the Kat. No, he is part of the Kat. He is part of the Kat. But Nimtzach HaMem Karv Apostle Yusuf Batel is not going to apply to him because his Eidus is not possible. There's nothing intrinsically deficient about him. Right? He's not a Gazlan. Right? He's not a Rasha. So there's no psul, so maybe the rule of Nimtzach HaMem Karv Apostle Eidus Mbetela doesn't apply. It's like a chasima shalo lishma. There's something missing in the Eidus. He's part of the Kat. There's something missing in the Eidus. The Eidus is going to be batel, but it's not a psul. So if it's not a psul, then that's not going to be mispashe to the rest of the Kat. It's not mispashe to the rest of the Kat. The Nimtzach HaMem Karv Apostle Eidus Mbetela is not going to apply. So it could be that that's what's going on beneath the surface over here in this sugya. Right? We said this in Machlokas, the Rashba. Right, the Rashba himself, within the Havamina Maskana, is not sure about this point. Do we say that Eidah Shabbat the Mitzvah Sabbat Bakula applies only when there's a psul in the Eidim? That's how Rava was assuming Betchila. The Maskana Rava says no, even if there's no psul in Eidim, we'll still say Eidah Shabbat the Mitzvah Sabbat Bakula. Tosfos holds, Lefida Maskana, even Lefida Maskana, no, you'll only say Eidah Shabbat the Mitzvah Sabbat Bakula if there's a psul. And that's why Tosis doesn't come on to Eidah Shabbat the Mitzvah Sabbat Bakula. He has to explain Rava based on the other Svar, that Hosuku Shakronim. Hosuku Shakronim for Osakarka, so therefore we can't accept the testimony. What's this all based on? Well, it's based on why Eidah Shabbat the Mitzvah Sabbat Bakula. If we say that Eidah Shabbat the Mitzvah Sabbat Bakula, because if you have a psul in part of the Eidahs, then that psul is mispashe, it infects the rest of the Eidahs. So then that only applies if there's a psul. So if the Eidahs aren't possible, if they're only mukhash and hakhasha is mevatel the edus, but it doesn't create a psul in the edus, so then we're not going to say edus shabbat mitzvah sabbat lakula over here. But if you say that edus shabbat mitzvah sabbat lakula, the pshat is that the edus that the edim are giving us is adavar shalem. We have to accept all parts of the edus, and if part of the edus is batel, so then we're missing in the shleimus of the edus, so we can't accept any part of the edus. So then, even if there's no psul, even if hakhasha is mevatel part of the edus, that might be enough to say Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula.